You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, we have to revisit the story that we embellished this morning, that we opened our opening chat this morning with, and that was EOH. If anyone wants to hear the full analysis from Greg Davies, then go to the opening on strictlybusinesspodcast.com and also sharenet.co.za. But otherwise, Greg, just give us the share price movements.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were chatting this morning and at one point, it opened actually 9% down at 19 Rand, then fell back to 18 Rand 20. They had a webinar, I hate that word.
So do I.
At night, anyway.
I know.
They gave a good account of themselves in the webcast. Actually, they switched the webcast as the questions were coming up, which caused some frustration because I would have liked to have listened to those, but gave a very good account of themselves, you know, saying they've taken stock. They're the ones that he sort of implemented. It's not as if they've been, any of these things haven't been uncovered. You know, it's by their own hand that all this has been revealed. So the share price actually finishing only 16 cents down, 0.75%, 20 Rand 70.
Very good.
You did say in the intro, the share was 170 Rand in 2016. So, the market cap's gone from 25 billion to 3. So perhaps a lot of this was priced in, but I think the market's giving Mr. Van Coller, the CEO, sort of the benefit of the doubt, certainly, and instead of sell first and ask questions later, the market for once is asking the right questions. It's going to be interesting to go through the further sort of, you know, when lots of the journalists that were at the presentation, what they made of it. But the market's got a good intuition often for these things, and the share price actually holding on quite well.
Yeah, and let's just put it into perspective. It's gone from 170 down to 10, 11, whatever it was around 7 or 8 weeks ago, has bounced back into the mid-20s and now back at 20 Rand per share, let's call it. So this is a long, hard road to restore stakeholder and shareholder value here, Greg, but Mr. Van Coller, I think, is the right man to do it. And he's proved that because he hasn't gone in like... I mean, I have to say that Mr. Ramaphosa hasn't gone into the South African economy and cut swathes through it and said, we've got to do this, this, and this. He hasn't been bold enough, but Van Coller has been very bold indeed.
Yes, and I mean, this is going to seem like a bit of a reach, but there might sort of be other benefits for the country, because if ENS have done all the homework and found the misdoings, and all of this is handed over to the police, and obviously the people involved are in government, the groundwork for a case, you may find it sort of starts a chain reaction of, the other companies doing this type of thing and outing people which are taking bribes on the government level. And that could have, maybe I'm hoping too much, but perhaps it'll get everyone pointed in the right direction at least.
Yeah, one would hope so. I mean, you need people to actually take a stand. What else have we got on the Stock Exchange News Service, Greg? Not really much, actually. I mean, we did speak about Anglo American Platinum this morning and a really, really very, very good updated trading statement. Just to recap, they came out with a trading statement on the 25th of June, I think it was, and they updated that today. So it went from 80% increase in headline earnings per share potentially to 128% increase. Really, really good stuff.
Yes, and I'm looking at the actual forecast. The forecast on Bloomberg was only for up 63%.
What do they know?
The full results, well, it's just consensus. But the full results are the 22nd of July. So by the time then, we might have another trading update by then. But at least we're fully in the picture now, and the theme is obviously PGMs have done a lot better, and these type of businesses swing from negatives to positives very, very quickly in this type of environment.
Yes, they do. Greg, there's one thing that came out today. Go Life. What is Go Life? They came out with their results, I think. Any idea what Go Life is?
Not a cooking clue.
Have a look.
I'm trying.
We have to do these things, Greg.
Oh, there we go. Go Life.
Go Life International Limited. Extension of filing abridged audited financials for the 28th of Feb. So in other words, they didn't come out with their results on time. Is that how I'm reading it?
Yeah. The share did trade at 44 cents. Most of the day.
Up to?
Finished the day. Yeah. I see what's happened. And after the sense announcement came out at midday, and from there, there basically been no bids on the screen. It's not very often you see a share with no bids and just offers, really. And that last offer is at 44 cents. It's a company with a market capitalization of 396 million rand. But I mean, I suppose you could argue 44 cents a share was up 4%, but more than that, I don't really know a lot about it, but it's worth investigating.
4.75% actually, Greg. Let's have a look at the spot markets today and see what's happened. The Rand, well, this morning it was 13.88. I got very excited when I didn't put my glasses on, thought it was 13.68, but it's currently 13.92 against the US dollar. British pound against the Rand, 17.28. The Euro Rand, 15.62. The Euro dollar, this is quite a big move, actually. I mean, I know it doesn't sound like much, but 0.4% to the downside for the Euro, to the upside for the US dollar is quite big. 1.12. Let's call it, well, let's tell you exactly how it is. 1.12.18, the euro dollar exchange rate. That's the 1 euro buying 1.1218 US dollars. Sounds like fractions, but it's very important when you consider how massive these markets are. 14.09 is the gold price, down $4 an ounce. The platinum price is 850, up 7.5. And the palladium price, bit of switching going on there with the hedge fund managers, probably. The palladium price down 12 to 15.51. The oil price, nice move, 67.27. Well, nice if you're long of oil and long of Sasol. $67.27, up 66 cents per barrel, or 1% for Brent crude in London. How are the US markets doing at this moment, Greg?
Yeah, up 20 points on the Dow right now. The FTSE over in the UK up 48 points today, so that's had a decent day. NASDAQ at the moment down 7. S&P down 1 point, so but lifeless that side.
Okay, on the individual stocks front, I'm looking at sharenet.co.za. My screen is slightly delayed, so I wouldn't have taken in the close yet. Well, I've probably just about got the close in, as it's 17 minutes past five as we pre-record this. I've got Sappi as the big mover to the upside. The top of the list, Greg. Let's have a look. Yeah, Sappi up 4.25%. Supergroup up 4.25% as well. Sogo Sun up 4.2%. Sasol, nice bounce back. It was 3.19 a few days ago. Now up 3.5% today to 3.38. And Sunlam is a 2.4% winner. Sasol, because of the oil price and because of the weaker rand, slightly.
Yes, I think so. And it has pulled back to quite I was looking at some technicals with a colleague of mine that's really into these things, pulled back to, he's calling it a 200-month moving average, back into 2010. It's pulled back to a level where it's very often bounced off the support. The other day we were talking about 350 being the support, but 3.5% up moving, Cecil, that's encouraging because it hasn't had much help from the rand. Certainly the oil price is looking like it might try and move higher. It's been stuck in a range for quite some time.
Just before we go on, Greg, I find these technical analysts very interesting because they'll say, well, okay, well, if my view is substantiated by the 10-day, the 20-day, the 50-day, the 100-day, and the 200-day moving average, then that's great. If it's not, then I'm going to go back 200 months. They'll find anything.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I saw the 200 months. I've seen someone else on Twitter have a at first, it was a 200-day, but I was misinformed. So people really do a lot of deep analysis on this, and some people sort of anchor their thinking around this technical analysis. I always think you definitely have to look at it. Probably 25% of your energy must go into looking at it. Whenever you're buying a share that you don't know the history of, spend, you know, a bit of time looking at that. But as you say, there's just so many variables that you can start adding, moving averages and so on. Just keep it simple. Have an idea where the share was 2-3 years ago. And, you know, is it above or below, say, sort of the three moving averages?
You're exactly right, Greg. What you must do, I think, is have a look at a chart as an anthropological history of a share and its price movements. Have a look at it and say, right, it was there 10 years ago, now it's here, and it did this in the interim period. Then you've got a good idea of its history. And then after that, you say to yourself, well, what about the fundamentals? Have a look at the fundamentals. And if the technicals back up your interpretation of the fundamentals, then perhaps you've got a case. But don't just look at these, the MACDs and the RSIs and the convergence, divergence and everything else. I mean, they are useful, and certainly the moving averages are useful because a share or a security will always come back to its long-term average. We know that. But on its own, I don't think so.
Yes, and I mean, I've encountered people over the years in the market, and some of them will have no clue of the fundamentals of what the company, they wouldn't know the difference between Sasol or SAP. You'd put a chart in front of them and they would make all the assumptions based on that. But so you do get the two extreme cases. Some people, you know, won't look at charts. I mean, I think Mr. Warren Buffett's, you know, made fun of technical analysis a few times, mm-hmm. just saying, you know, if I turn the chart upside down, would that change your view? But I enjoy his humor, I must say. But yeah, I think you might be a little bit wrong on that count.
It's a very, very useful tool, but not in isolation. That's what I'm trying to say. On the downside, Greg, we had today South 32. It was there this morning, and it's there again, down 2.5%. Hammerson down 2.25%. Kumba Iron Ore down 2.25%. African Rainbow Minerals down 1.9%. Investec Property down 1.9% as well. South 32, that surprised you this morning. They have got a trading update coming out in the next couple of days, I believe.
Yeah, sometimes the market's got a bit of intuition on these things. It's not as bad as it was before.
That's a good word for it, actually, intuition. Yes.
That's what I personally. That's my belief. I don't give any credence to insider trading at all. Kumba Iron Ore, I see down 2.2%. I think that's the iron ore price. It's a mishmash of stocks on the downside. I suppose it was a day when the market was positive. So let's focus on the shares which are up today.
Yes, indeed. What are you looking forward to in the next couple of days, apart from the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee decision on interest rates on Thursday? And incidentally, on that note, it's got to be 50 basis points at least to make any dent in the market.
Yeah, they are playing catch up. And I think Jeremy Gardner, when you were kind enough to invite me to that Investec talk.
Yes.
He was talking about needing like 1.25. Obviously, they can't do that in a tranche.
But
I think we can bank on a quarter, because they did say there was scope for that. And you have seen some buying today. Just looking at some of the individual retail stocks, something like Mr. Price up well over 2%, trading a lot better. Feels like there's buyers in the market. ShopRite over 1% better. So the market's starting to really believe the story that, you know, we're on a potential path where rate cuts will become the norm.
Greg, just before we leave, let's have a look at the closing indexes and also the all-important volume on the JSE Securities Exchange, please.
Sure. Good day for some of the sectors that have been shunned in the last couple of days. Banks up 1.8, financials up 1.33, industrials up 1.66, retailers up 1.6, probably on hopes of that rate cut. Gold index more or less flat, down slightly. Platinum's up 0.90. Resources up 0.61. That left the all share up 0.9, 515 points better. You know, that's a nice chunky gain. You know, after all these small moves we've had, 58,053 on the all share. Turnover much better as well, just shy of 17 billion.
Greg, thanks so much for your time. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.